Hi, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk Melrose. Melrose, I'm Sam. There's no Tom. There's no other Tom. And Jen is away. This is a show where Melrosians talk to Melrosians about Melrose. And I am here all by myself. This is ridiculous. Tom Shampoo had a very unfortunate camera. It's just crashed on him right before we started, which is why we were a little late. And we're going to give him literally 3 more seconds before I bring our guests on. But yes, it was just going to be me and Shampoo tonight. But luckily, we found 2 other fantastic Melrosians who are hopefully not laughing still in the back about our debacle. But I'm going to bring them on now. Please welcome Reverend Jerron and Conchetta Green. How awesome are we?
Hello, everybody.
What up, Melrose?
Oh my God, thank you so much for being such good sports.
Of course.
Welcome.
This is hilarious. This is going to be great.
This is going to be the best show ever.
That's right.
Got that right.
So normally we just banter a little bit, but I think that suffices. But can we talk a little bit about what's going on in Melrose? Are you up for that?
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely. Okay.
Let's roll with it.
And hey to the audience and viewers.
I know. Hi,
oh, yes. Friend. And we can see, let's see, we have some comments rolling in. Oh, thank you, Gail. Oh, BT wants to come on. All right, we'll see how it goes. But I don't know if you saw in the patch today, it was yesterday. There was some conversation about polling locations. Did you see that?
No.
So right now there are 8 polling locations throughout Melrose, and some of them, 4 of the 6 locations, were surveyed, and they said that City Hall, Winthrop School, and the Steelhouse, and possibly the middle school are not up to state standards for accessibility, for people being able to get in and actually vote. And I kind of had a feeling about the Winthrop, but where do you guys usually vote?
We were Lincoln. Ward 5 mm-hmm. previously, yeah, and we were at the Lincoln.
All right, perfect. So that's that was not on the naughty list, but the 2 suggested changes maybe make the middle school permanent centralized voting location, or close the Winthrop School and move 2 precincts to the Roosevelt. So I don't know.
Interesting.
I know how I feel about this, but I don't know how you guys feel about like closing. There's a lot of conversation about closing polling locations and what that does.
Conversation happening, yeah, around the nation about voting rights and suppression. And so I'm not accusing anyone. Obviously, we certainly want to make it accessible for everyone to be able to vote, but everyone means everyone.
Right. So I did look up before the show also, because in the last this crazy past year we had, you know, we couldn't physically sometimes go to a polling location. But instead the Secretary of State allowed for kind of like no excuse absentee ballots. So usually when you fill out an absentee ballot, because you have to tell them why you can't physically be at that polling location mm-hmm. if you're out of town, or you have to have an excuse. Mm-hmm. But since pandemic times, you don't necessarily have to have an excuse. You can do a mail-in application, have the ballot mailed to you.
Okay.
Well, I just read that the vote by mail technically ends, that policy technically ends June 30th of mm-hmm. this year, which is okay. before our next election. So we really need to figure this out. And again, as Ron mentioned, normally, you know, the more polling locations you have, the more options you have for people to cast their ballot, the more democratic a system we have. So,
right. I heard that policy was expiring in a number of places because of COVID. It had been extended or put in place, right? And then now that provision is sort of like up in the air. So, like, are you aware of how we can push to encourage for it to stay in place?
I could provide you some phone numbers. I'll put the secretary's.
I'll put the phone numbers.
But we do have some state representation that could help us advocate for that. But did you guys vote by mail last time, or did you do early voting and walk into the poll?
Yeah, so I did. I think we both did early voting. And it was, I mean, it was just honestly a great experience. Yeah. There were no lines. It was a well-oiled machine. And I know the folks worked so, so hard.
I think it was Amy Camosa and her team, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was fantastic. It really was a well-oiled machine. I felt so safe. Mm-hmm. Everything was very clearly explained.
Yeah.
We had a great experience. We're really lucky here in town.
Good, good. I'm glad. And they did work really hard. I did the vote by mail for both the prime. Yeah. And, you know, people were like, oh my gosh, USPS is shutting down and you're not going to get your ballot. But there's actually, it's all technology based. So you could track your ballot along its kind of pathway.
Right.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. So
you know, there's something special to me as a Black man to be able to walk to my polling place and to cast my ballot and to see them say thank you. I can put it in myself. It's just something, just knowing the history of voting rights and who died for a Black man to be able to have the right to walk to a place. Mm. And when I arrive at my polling place, it's the right polling place. I'm not turned away. Mm. And I mean, all of that, it's a historic moment every time. So I wear the sticker all day. I get an extra one for my daughter. They used to come with us. So
yeah, that's sweet. So we'll find out. But yes, we will. We should stay. We'll keep talking about this as it happens. Obviously,
I think that's important.
And then, of course, we have some state representation to help us advocate for that.
Yeah.
Speaking of state representation, Juneteenth was this past weekend, and tomorrow is the flag raising. I'm going to put the information up now. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay.
At the library. There it is.
At the library. Will you both be there?
I'll be able to get there. Oh, honey, I'll be at the flag raising tomorrow.
He'll be there.
I may have forgotten to mention that was on my schedule.
Yeah, we've had a few Juneteenth events, especially over the weekend. There was a big picnic at Franklin Park in Boston that a lot of people went to, and that was really good. And so really I'm glad that Melrose is doing something too.
Yeah.
So are you emceeing? Are you going to be there? Are you speaking? Can you tell us?
I'm just standing proud and
proud community member. Yeah, that's
just
all.
just a old Melrose citizen.
Awesome.
Well, support.
But you know, you got to be careful when you pass me a microphone because I might just start, you know, going at it.
Are you going, Sam?
I am planning on it. Yes. Yes. I'm excited. It'll be interesting. It's our first one, obviously. And I hope we have a good turnout. The Pride event had such a good turnout last week that my kids were too nervous to go because there were so many people. Mm-hmm. So I think our community is, you know, we do like to celebrate all of these, all of us essentially.
Yeah. All these cultural moments matter.
They do. So I see Tom is kind of back. Do you want to come on, Tom? Or are you not able? Okay. He says to keep going.
He's working on some things. Tom's working on some things.
Okay. We're good. What's the show without at least one Tom? So speaking of Melrose being open to all, I do feel like we are in a kind of very open, sensitive, kind of blessed community where we can have, although sometimes hard conversations, we can at least have these conversations, and they've been happening more so now than ever before. I don't know how long you guys have even lived here, but how have you seen kind of the city change?
So we arrived in 2015, I believe, in Melrose. Mm-hmm. Have been here ever since. And, you know, it's kind of funny that you bring this up. So today I dropped my car off for service near the middle school. And I decided to walk back, and we live all the way over kind of near the cemetery, Sylvan, kind of that area. So I said, I'm just going to chill out. It was not raining. It was not blazing hot. I had on my shorts and my little tanky, and I was ready to go. My tank top, that is. Oh, I think tanky is kind of weird.
Okay. Yes, it sounds like it's a cropped.
But yeah.
It was not a crop top, but I definitely had the guns out.
You know? I can verify it was not a crop, but we have two daughters, so tanky and anything IE is bound to happen words here. Go ahead.
Anyway, as I'm walking, you know, I take a couple different streets, and I was just so blessed to be able to see the yard signs. The yard signs that say, love is love, Black Lives Matter. I mean, all the wonderful messaging. It was just, Brett says, what? Hey. Anyway, I was touched, and I was telling my wife, you know, they're nicely placed. The greenery is around it. It made me really appreciate what we've been saying and hearing for so long, that we're one community open to all. I don't think every community can brag like we do, that we're at least trying, that we're having conversations, that there are community groups that are formed specifically just to have the conversation and to push these uncomfortable, courageous conversations forward. Mm-hmm. So I was grateful for that today. How do you feel?
I think I agree with your point about Melrosians being willing to have difficult conversations. I think that's a big part of, you know, where our country is stuck in general right now. You know, privilege can make it really difficult to have certain talks or to even know where to start. And it's no less difficult here, right? Correct. But we have people that are willing to say, all right, let's kind of create an atmosphere where we can be safe and just like explore and make mistakes and give each other some grace to figure it out. So I think that's really great. And I don't know, that's probably like the biggest change, just seeing people come along and having some conversations. That has been groundbreaking.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen that too. I've also moved here in 2015. And I think there was at one point kind of like a sentiment to not talk about these things, to mm-hmm. shut it down. Why are you getting political?
Yeah.
I don't see that as much in the past few years, which is wonderful. But we not only talk the talk sometimes, we try to walk the walk. We at least have done things where we are making some steps forward. Where would you like to go next? What do you think we need to do next? Sorry. I told you it was a fun. This is just us sitting around on the porch.
All right. We just sit on the porch. Well, you know, I don't know. There's a lot to be done. I think, you know, we're all doing, I think, what we can do. And every time an opportunity presents itself, we have the chance to say yes or no, right? And that yes can lead to new opportunities, new relationships. I think we need to continue building relationships with each other, right? Because the more we know our neighbors and come to love our neighbors, the easier it is to just talk.
Right.
Right? It's not like rocket science, like, be nice.
You know, I was, again, on this long, long walk. And my mind is going and going, and I'm thinking about...
Sorry. I'm just imagining about, like, this walk of 1,000 years. Sorry.
I think what made it longer is that I wore some Birkenstock sandals, and it was not that
helping.
Comfortable.
This is not helping.
And so I'm like, oh, this is a very nice walk, but it's so long.
Crop top and Birkenstock.
Crop top and Birkenstock.
That is not, I hope, not a Melrose trend. You did not learn that here, right?
Listen, I have
there's a lot of Birkenstocks in Melrose. Now, wait a minute. Listen.
No offense,
I can't argue with my style. Listen,
I'm sorry. Finish. I threw you off. So as you were on this journey,
deep and philosophical walk,
insightful.
So insightful, where the spirit was speaking to me. You know, I was thinking about how do you tear down systemic racism? Like this, you know, just a question.
That was your thought?
Absolutely.
Wow, look at God.
I'm passing by the Melrose UU Church. Yeah. I passed by Temple Shalom. How do we tear down the walls that divide us? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we come together and be real with it?
Mm-hmm.
And it is as simple, I've said this before in some other groups, sometimes it's as simple as saying, hello, hi, how are you? Okay, so as I'm on this walk, there's other walkers out here with me. There's a couple runners. And boy, there's some white people who are scared of a black man. Even with a crop top and tank.
Your Birkenstocks are not at all intimidating.
My Birkenstocks are a bass. Let's just say hashtag crop top Birkenstock, Brett.
Jesus. That is not where I imagined this conversation going, but this is
wonderful. I can't wait to make that bitmoji of you.
That is hilarious.
So good. Oh my goodness.
Just the organic, you know, sitting on the porch, getting on, you know, a Zoom call, even though I'm sick of them. You know, just saying hello at Starbucks as I come out with my new brown sugar and oat milk espresso latte on ice. I mean, little things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes the difference, because there's going to be a time where we have to have a difficult conversation.
Right.
And it's just inevitable. If we haven't laid the foundation for trust, we're not even going to hear each other.
No. Nope.
You know, so anyway. Nope.
I love that.
I do too. Right. That was good. That's
like for whites talking to blacks. That's even like white people talking to white people, right? Yeah. Like, be not engaged.
And black folks to black folks. We got to learn how to humanize one another.
Yes, and we were just saying earlier about building that foundation and starting early. We are all so excited that you are going to be in the Lion Pride next year. I hope that's not TMI for everyone, but that was the best thing I've heard all day. I'm so excited. And I think even at Lincoln, you know, pre-COVID, but also during the move, the steps that school alone has made in equity throughout the mm-hmm. building itself. Mm. So they do pay attention. They are really their ears are open to
the Lincoln School.
Oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure other schools are too, but specifically Lincoln. Uh-huh. We have a pretty as I mentioned, former co-host Eugenia Gibbons is there. And so we have a pretty strong parent contingency also pushing these things forward. Yay, I'm so excited. So welcome to the PTO. Everyone's a member, darn it.
I didn't know, but okay, thanks.
Thank you.
So I think Tom is available.
Uh-oh, let's see. Lord bless Tom, come on.
I'm gonna leave my hands up so he can put himself in. Here he is.
You made it.
I got a Tom back.
Technology, who doesn't love technology?
Oh my goodness.
Hey, so what did I miss?
So I don't know
nothing
what you heard,
but Birkenstocks.
Yeah,
I heard the Birkenstocks and the crop top, so I have to try that with myself.
You missed nothing, Tom.
I could see everything was going really well with the conversation. I'm thrilled that it's happening, and I'm sorry that I wasn't able to be here from this perspective.
Yeah,
but happy to be here now.
You mentioned you moved here in 2015, but what were you both doing before? Like, how did you get here? How did you land in Melrose?
Not on purpose.
Mm. Oh yeah?
Yeah.
That's a testimony.
That was not on purpose. We were living in Malden and we were renting, and one day
about 5 minutes away.
Right. One day our landlord knocked on the door and was like, "Hey, so I'm gonna need my apartment back." He'd had a divorce and they split up property, and like he needed the space, but he needed it like
about 30 days.
In like 30 days, yeah. So that kind of threw us into a tailspin because it was about a week or two before school started.
Oh my God. And you had the two kids at the time as well?
Well, at the time, one was school age.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So Gigi was going into, I think, She was going into first grade. So I was freaking out. Anyway,
with a little bit of a newborn.
Did some looking online and found like a random apartment here in Melrose that just happened to have space. And we were like, okay, fine. There's a YMCA here. Like, let's just try it.
Wow.
And this turned out to be really nice.
Yay. Well, we are the lucky ones, honestly.
Mm-hmm. We feel the same way.
It's nice to be able to
put down roots here.
Absolutely. And to be welcome to do that.
Yes.
If it didn't feel like home, we wouldn't have stayed, because we wanted to have a place for our girls to grow up and to, you know, feel welcome and at home and all that good stuff.
And where we felt safe also as people of color. Like, I think 2020 was nuts and exposed a lot of things. And, you know, as we were looking for even houses, we didn't feel comfortable in every town. Mm. And so that's something that really kept drawing us back to Melrose. Like, we really love our community and we want to stay here where we feel connected. So,
You know, we talk about this conversation quite a bit on the show over the last almost 2 years, I guess now. because really what it comes down to is living in a community that we all feel we want to live in.
Yes.
And I'm really happy to hear those comments from the both of you, that you do feel like Melrose is accepting and open and willing to have hard conversations and willing to embrace everybody and needing to embrace everybody to make our community better and to make it stronger. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to hear that because I want it to be the case. I want my kids to feel like they live in that city as well. Yeah. So it's really good to hear. Thank you very much for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we make the community that we want to live in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, absolutely.
Matt Dugan, you will not see Jerron in a spin class. Working socks is about as wild as it's going to get.
Well, I don't know, Matt. I probably need a couple spin classes.
Yeah, you never say never.
You see how I sweat? Look, I've got a towel right now. If I get the spin class, this towel's going to be like a beach towel.
Like this big.
Oh,
you're just sweating.
Trust me, I need to get my sexy back. So you might see me. Tell me where it's at. Show me my bike.
Send us a link.
Yeah, oh really. God.
Well, he goes early in the morning, so I hope you don't mind. He's an early spinner. But you mentioned, the community we wanted to be in and this face-to-face really kind of making those relationship connections and really helping to move us forward. But the last year's kind of blown all that up. And I was saying, we haven't actually done this before. We've not even had a conversation this long before.
I've seen you online.
Yeah. I've seen you online. I'm a fangirl.
I support you.
But Jerron, the only time I've seen you is when I'm watching you say something super inspiring and
never. Just kidding, I'm just playing.
It's all downhill from there. Now that we're kind of like emerging a little bit more back to humankind or like the world as we kind of knew it, like what do you expect? What do you think is going to happen? How are people going to behave? How are they going to be?
So I took a walk this morning.
Oh my God, this walk.
This is a great walk.
Okay. A long walk this morning. Yeah.
So
mile 450.
You know, this is what happens. My morning routine, it starts off with early morning time of prayer.
Yeah.
And so it's very thoughtful.
He does like a prayer call. Like it's a line that he prays, people dial in to listen. Yep. And yes.
And so, about 25 or so folk get on. We pray together for about a good 30 minutes. So I was hot off of this call. So I'm wide open. I'm taking this walk and I'm good. All that being said, I was thinking about, again, how do you bounce back? And my theme, my personal theme, the theme at my church that I've been sharing has been moving forward in faith. With every step that you take, you don't really know if the ground is there. You really don't know if the next step is going to be a stable one. Is it going to be rocky? Are you going to stumble? But if you would just put your foot down, take a step, I believe that the next step will lead to another and then another. And before you know it, the path that's been laid before you has led you to where you want to be. So that's kind of been my message. We're going to move forward in faith. We're not getting stuck in the past. We're not getting stuck in the crap. Can I say crap? Yes. I said it.
You can say it.
We are protected. We are protected with our First Amendment rights here. Four-letter words are also
We're not going to be addicted to our pain, our trauma.
Right.
We're going to deal with it. We're going to go to therapy. We're going to go to church when we can, even if it's online. We're going to pray.
Synagogue, temple, nature, whatever it is.
Right. We're going to connect with what's ahead of us and leave the other stuff behind us. So that's
important.
That's what it is. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
I was thinking about this today myself. Actually, I was going out for a walk somewhere and I realized I walk too. I do. I love to walk. but I realized I haven't put a mask on in like X number of weeks. I was trying to think back the last time I wore a mask and I was like, that's like a small miracle just to not have to worry about a mask for a couple of weeks. Like that's really the life that we live today. Right. So I do think you're right. Every step forward is progress. And I hope that every step forward, we feel a little bit better. So the next one's easier, the next step forward is a little bit easier, but
it's a process.
I hope So anyway, yeah, I mean, this is just fantastic observations and fantastic for sharing that with us. Thank you.
All right, I'm going to take a step forward right now.
Oh, there we go.
I can't believe I'm missing the greatest show ever.
Two times.
I know. It's
show,
weird, right?
It keeps on growing. The show that keeps on growing. That's what it is.
It's crazy in here. It's getting crazy in here.
I had to come on and say hello. I was not supposed to be able to make it to tonight's show, but as things were wrapping up with family responsibilities, I was dialing in while I was taking care of some things. What a great show. What an inspirational conversation. And just that, I wanted to take the step and just jump into the conversation and see what happens. And I love all this walking around Melrose in tankies and Birkenstocks. I mean, I know what the title of the podcast is going to be already this week, and the show's not even over yet.
Awesome. Awesome. So it's so funny.
Find a song to go with that, though. If you're going to use that, you got to find a song. And I think we might need to go back to the "What a Man, What a Man."
No. I got another song lined up for us already here, which I think is actually might be a little bit better. Okay, honey, you
yeah.
Don't worry about a thing. That's what I.
That's good.
Anyway, right? Look at Tom. I'm doing your sound effects this week. Listen to this. Up is down, cats and dogs. What's going on, man? This is crazy.
Yes. Oh, they like the air horn. These are the best guests ever.
I love
the
horns.
Wait, where's mine? Do I have mine?
Oh, man.
And I
oh,
did.
It's Susan. Wait.
Yeah, oh, my God. That's the first guest that ever came back with an air horn. Like air horns in the night, crossing through. This is crazy.
So we're at the middle school concert. Ooh. Our daughter is about to play her heart out on the trumpet. It was beautiful. The whole neighborhood's out and everybody's looking good. And my wife pulls out her little air horn on the cell phone.
Mortified. She was mortified.
I'll tell you what the next step is after you get your horn. You got to get one of these.
I need it.
Oh my God. Can't believe how useful, how many times this has come in handy. It's unbelievable.
Oh, now that is parenting right there.
That is parenting, right? I figured that's good parenting, right? They like that.
Exactly.
They like that when you show up and you go,
all right, go, Annalise, go get it. Get out there, honey.
I think the kids like that sort of.
They do.
They love it, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Actually, I just came back from my daughter's tennis banquet. So they were celebrating the end of the year of tennis. Very nice ceremony. They had to do it inside. So it's funny. You guys were talking about the COVID stuff, and they had a lot of plans outside for cornhole and all these activities that got shut down because of the rain. So what are you going to do?
That's too bad. One day rain.
But it was nice to wrap it up. She's wrapping up her high school career. So,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
So putting the show together is actually quite easy, not withstanding any of the technical difficulties we had. Somebody says that you should have your own show. And right. I'm going to agree. Here we go. And I think 100%. If Mike Minor is still watching.
That's hilarious. Yes. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Oh, we need a logo and a theme song. We're on it. We'll be back to you next week.
Yes. So I think MMTV is always looking for new content. So we take this, we do this half an hour once a week.
Yeah.
And then it goes, I think we texted earlier, it's on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitter Live, and then as a podcast, Tom publishes to all the podcast channels. So
that's amazing. Lord. I'm going to be a podcast mom.
To enhance your media media empire you have started, this would be good for you guys.
Well, check off your bucket list item of being on Tom Catalini's podcast. That's done, man.
That's pretty good. You know what? We have room for a segment, the morning prayer.
Nice.
We do.
Right? Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Hey-o.
What a way to start the day.
It's fiery, though. It's fiery. It gets hot in here.
Well, that's the point, right? I don't need a sleeper. I don't need to,
That's right. Wake up.
Yeah. There's something there. No, no air horns in the morning. No. If I hear an air horn in the morning, I'm looking up for the clouds for Jesus to come back, crack the sky.
Okay, the rapture. Oh, Lord.
Being called home.
Time's up. Let's go.
Time's up.
Oh my God!
He comes back, I heard it is written that he's coming with an air horn. So yeah, I think you're onto something like that.
You can come.
Oh my God!
You go. So yeah, come back, and you either get this or you get this. Ooh. Oh no! Sorry, this.
The Brady Bunch.
That's Judgment
Brady
Day,
Bunch,
I think.
Trombone.
When he comes back.
That would be really funny.
Going down?
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. So I'm getting a lot of texting on the side about how awesome you guys have been.
Oh, but yeah, fantastic.
Most of the stuff that you're reading here, but I just want to let you know that people are texting on the side at how awesome you are. I'll be sending you some invitations to the neighborhood. You should come.
Please do. Please.
That's so fun.
If you were to give words of wisdom, if you could share I think you did already about moving forward in faith, but specifically to Melrose, like, what would you say to get us moving in faith? What do we need to do here as your neighbors?
Want me to answer?
Oh, absolutely.
Honey. Both of us. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would just repeat what I said before. I honestly, being kind, I would say be nice. Two words. It takes more effort than what you might imagine. Sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the impact, the ripple effect is really broad and really wide. You never know when just being kind changes someone's day. It might change their outlook. It might change what they decide to do in the next moment that you can't see. So I think it's important that we understand the power that we have in ourselves to impact other people. It doesn't matter how small you feel, you have power, you have influence. And everything that you say and do does have an impact. So that's what I would say to my community that I just bought a house in. And yes, I would say. Yes.
And I would, let's see, it didn't happen on my walk, but it happened earlier in my marriage that my wife told me, everybody's watching. Everybody's watching, and I would get so annoyed because I would, you know, do something I think no one saw, and she would say, I'm so upset with you. Everybody saw that. Nobody's paying attention to us. She said, everybody's watching.
Especially the women, but go ahead. Mm-hmm.
With that in mind, just expanding on what she said, to be kind, everybody is watching. You are a lesson. You're a teacher.
You're a teacher.
Teaching a lesson. You're a living, breathing, walking lesson. And your children are watching how you're kind to yourself, to one another. The neighbors are watching. So, yeah, be kind. Be kind. It really has an impact.
Yeah.
It seems so simple, ABC, 1, 2, 3, kind of feel good motivationally. But dear God, it's harder than it seems at times. There are some people that you don't want to be kind to.
Yep.
I have a list of them. But it's a challenge to yourself.
Yeah, please, especially in a community this small, I say you have to be nice. The community is so small, you constantly have to be nice, whether you want to be or not. Because
yes, wait, can I tell you a fun story? You know a story I'm gonna tell?
No, but go for
okay. So there was one day. It was super early in the morning. I had to go to Dunkin' Donuts, right? So I'm driving to Dunkin's and I accidentally cut someone off. It was a total accident. I didn't even see the person until after the fact. And I was like, oh, and so she's like, arr! So I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I'm like, I'm going to go get my coffee. Well, she pulls right into Dunkin's, like, right. I was like, oh, forget it. Now I got to go to the other Dunkin' Donuts. I can't go there.
I know.
This town is too small. Anyway, my point is, the town is too small to be unkind, right?
Yeah. You never
might bump into somebody that you would just kind of
Well, I kind of cut somebody off inadvertently as well, and they were also very mad at me. They were behind me, and we hit every red light. Oh, and he kept like you could see this in the
laser eyes in the mirror. Yeah,
I rolled down my window and I turned around as best I could. I said, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Stop." Oh my god, that didn't seem to matter.
Hawaiian good luck sign.
No, you.
What's that?
Oh,
nothing.
Oh, you can't do that on TV.
At least you were not unkind. I don't think that's official.
Oh, there you go. That might not be.
That's kind. Not might official. Have, might have the yes.
Or you can do what I do, or what my wife used to do. Oh, she had terrible road rage. She would just start blowing them kisses.
Oh, just to piss them off. That's what I do to people who like have road rage towards me, and I haven't done anything. If they want me to speed up and I'm not, I look in my little mirror and I say,
sending love your way.
They hate it.
And then she has all these old guys following her home, and I'm wondering, what the heck have you been doing?
You're crazy. Don't tank top Birkenstock. Don't listen to this.
Oh my god.
All right, amazing. Well, we could do this all night, and we really should. We're gonna send you some invites to come over right away.
Hang around.
But I know you have kids and they may need to go to bed at some point. I don't know. Are they going somewhere tomorrow?
Not really.
No. Okay. Well.
But I'll take the out. Thanks.
The built-in babysitter over there.
So I'm sure you've seen pretty much every episode and you know how the show ends.
No.
Oopsie.
Oh.
They were like, you've seen the show, right?
That happens, yeah.
That's part of why I came back on, because we have to dance it off with the guests here. And last time I missed a show, there was no music at the end, or you had to play the video instead or something. Ooh. So I needed to make sure. Oh, you were ready to go?
Mm-hmm. We were gonna fake it, but yes, we're ready to go.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for coming. It was so nice to do this finally.
Thank you so much. Time. Really fantastic.
We'll work on your media empire shortly. I'll see you tomorrow night, the latest.
Yeah. So great to meet you both.
Thank you. Nice to see you all. Thanks for the opportunity.
Great to meet you. Thanks for letting me barge in. And at the end of the show, we usually say see you around town, but now I want to say see you and your tanky around town.